Hello, I just want to share this wonderful video with you. Before we get to the video, I would like to introduce three things to you. AnointedTube.com. This is a very powerful site, believed to be the topmost Christian video sharing website in the world today. It is ranked as the fifth best video sharing website in the world according to available data. It hosts videos of preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from all around the world. All you need to do is to select the preacher of your choice from your preferred continent at the top of the site. Scroll down, click on the preacher's picture, and you would access video content from your favorite preacher. You could as well share our videos on all social media platforms. We are currently targeting 5,000 people that we support Anointed Tube monthly, and you could be one of them. To support, please click the donate or subscribe button on the home page or on the video page. No amount is too small or too big. Your donation of $10, $20 a month could help hundreds of thousands to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ every week through the life-changing message of great men and women of God. It is my pleasure to introduce to you my book, my powerful, wonderful book, Discover the Real You and Change the World. This is a powerful tool for your personality development and growth. It is available on Amazon, on eBay, Barnes & Noble, and a number of resource sites all over the internet. If you live in a country where the book is not published and you want to reprint the book in your country, please send us an email and we will be glad to get that to you. This book has manuscripts both in Portuguese and Spanish languages. If you live in a Spanish or Portuguese-speaking country and you want this book published in your language, please let us know. I would like to introduce to you the word combination of herbs. We put together a combination of herbs, 90 herbs, in 4 bottles, and by our next production cycle, we'll aim at combining up to 117 herbs in 4 bottles. Please make your order, as we are calling for resellers and distributors of this product. If you want to be a part of this process by being a distributor or reseller, you could send us an email and we'll be glad to get to you. The herbs are produced in Europe. We believe God that this will bring to manifestation His words in the Bible that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. God has already put healing and power into herbs that would bless and change lives. We produce this because we cannot ignore that power. The point is that, it, in comparison to using individual herbs, it would be better to combine these potent medicinal resources into one mix in just 4 bottles for the refurbishment of the whole body system. So make your order, we'll get it to you.
It's just a great privilege to have our brother, the Archbishop, with us again. You know, I always tell people that God sends the best to those who deserve it. But I don't know what our excuse is. But it's a thrill to have him amongst us. I just am thrilled. It's just good to be back together. It seems a long time since December. We've been apart and we haven't got together. Last year we were in Brazil by this time and we've gone to quite a few countries. This year he's been in Africa and I've been in England. Oh, and America and one or two other places. But it's good to have him. So let's stand up and give him a real warm welcome.
To hear that the choir just flew in from Brentwood tonight. Thank God for all of you. And Dr. Colin Eckert, thank God for your life, all you have done in England. Before the gospel became gospel in England, a man like Dr. Colin Eckert brought his neck out of the Anglican mission to say, if I perish, I perish. And those who say, if I perish, I perish, never perish. So we are glad to have you here tonight, sir. Please take your seat. When I saw His Lordship Bishop Reed this morning at the Heathrow Airport, I couldn't know him anymore. It took me great time of introduction by Dr. Root to find out whom Bishop Reed is now, because it's 2 years I saw him last. And last year we traveled and traveled until we got to the end of the earth. We had night and day separated in Fiji. And by the grace of God, that's not the end. We just began. I bring you greetings from home, from my wife who will be meeting me in a few days. We just finished great services, which she continued today till tomorrow before she leaves to meet me on Sunday. And I was giving testimony to Bishop Reed that last Sunday we had a little baptism, water baptism, of almost 1,600 people. And first time I escaped after preaching to them. I remember a few years ago we went for water baptism and 1,264 people were baptized one day, and everybody wanted me to baptize them. When it got to this time, the Lord said, and he himself baptized not, except his disciples. So I told the disciples to help me to do the baptism, so I can live longer. So I'm glad that I was able to see that. But we are seeing great things at home, and this year in particular, which the Lord told us, 1998 is going to be the year of unusual miracle. I have been searching the scriptures, and God is giving me new discoveries in the Bible, and as Dr. Collins said tonight, I hope someone is here to get a miracle. It may be a miracle of just knowing that you are a child of God. That's a very big miracle. You don't live in anxiety anymore. Maybe the miracle of just knowing that you are born again and you are sure of it. That's a miracle in itself. Yes, I've seen with my two eyes dead raised 14 times, lepers cleansed many times, deaf healed many times. But the greatest miracle I have personally received is the miracle of contentment. I know that my God will supply all my needs. No matter where I am night and day, I believe in God that supplies, not only heals, not only delivers. I said to them in Benin yesterday morning, I said, you know, in the Bible, it was not difficult for people to see miracle when people believed that God was present with them. It is when God is not around. You hear that first time Bishop Lee said that about 12, 13 years ago. No miracle, no Jesus. People said he was bragging too much. And they tried to convert me to themselves. I said, no. If a man said no miracle, no Jesus, try his Jesus if it's the truth. And later we found out that Jesus has not changed. I said, what would you have done if you were the one that came to Jesus? Leprous. I said, go wash, you are okay. You'd be so angry. You mean you didn't pray for me? Go wash. They left. The Bible said, as they went, say that with me. They examined their bodies and saw they were cleansed. Dr. Colin, that's one message God gave me, revelation. You know how we blame the nine that they didn't come back. Jesus said, where are the nine? Were there not ten cleansed? He didn't say, now because they didn't come back, they must have leprosy. Those people were so shocked that they were healed, they went home straight. You mean just go home means I'm healed? All right, he has asked me to go, go. So they went and went. But one came back and said, this is not how I was before I met you. All part of my body healed. And Jesus said, go, you are made whole. That one got two, the other one got one. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Sometimes we want to do it in the former traditional way. What is the traditional way? I was in one meeting last time, I saw everybody fall, so I must fall. That's tradition. I was in another meeting, I met people crying, so I have to cry. That's tradition. When God wants to do it, he can change his method anytime, but the power never changes. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
I want to speak tonight on attitude. And what I believe has helped me in the last few weeks. Let's go to the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers, chapter 14. Beginning from verse 21. I will commend the Bible school class for Dr. Collins this night. Verse 21 of Numbers 14. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. As truly as I live, as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. God did not say, as older as the world become, leper shall fill everywhere. Death shall fill everywhere. But God is saying, as long as I'm alive, my glory shall fill the whole earth. Somebody ought to shout. Verse 22. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have tempted me now this 10 times, I have not hearkened to my voice or did not believe what I did. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. But, say that to everybody.
But.
I didn't hear you.
But.
Try it again.
But.
Now say it in English way.
But.
My servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and have followed me fully, him will I bring into the land wherein he went, and his seed shall possess it. Verse 28. Say unto them, as truly as I live, says the Lord, as she has spoken in my ears, so will I do unto you. Somebody should say amen. I want to take verse 24 first. In the midst of all chaos, doubt and fears, recklessness and doubts, God said there's somebody in town who saw what 12 men saw. He was one of the 12. When he came back, he said, things are not as bad as you think. The land I went to see, maybe it is not the same land that the other 11 saw. I saw a land flowing with milk and honey. And Joshua said, the land I saw flowing with milk and honey. 10 men said, that's not what we saw. The land we saw is a land that eats the inhabitants. And they gave, the Bible called the 10 reporters' report, evil reports. But 2 men said, we separate ourselves from their comments. You see, your attitude will determine your attitude. Your life hereafter will be determined. Not how much you earn, not how much you work, but how much of God's character is exhibited in you. I have seen people taken to meetings, lay dying. One of the most anointed men on earth can come and lay hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I command you to rise and walk. They lie and die. Not because the preacher was not anointed, but the man never left home to see healing. Attitude. I've seen many come to meetings where I preach sometime. Never been to church, never. But carried at the point of death. And you get there and say, what are you here for? Sir, I want to be healed. When? Now. Why you are so excited? Now means what? He said, now. Can you get up? Yes, sir. Before you finish speaking, they are standing. What happened? He left home believing if he can get there, he will be healed. And there are those you need screw and chisel. Hammer. Believe. No. Believe. No. And they die in their unbelief. Not because God have no power to heal, but they didn't come to be healed. They came to see if God can heal. And I want to let you know, God is saying, they saw my miracle. They saw my hand. They saw the mighty works I did. But they doubted what I did. Their hearts told them, it's a game. It's a joke. Many preachers still believe the same thing today. When they hear that somebody is healed, they say, whew. No. In Africa, we don't fight whether men and women believe in God or not. Like I came to England some years ago, I heard a bishop say, Jesus was not born by Mary, and Jesus didn't die, and Jesus... I was shocked. That's not our problem in Africa. The problem is between darkness and light. And everybody who is in the church in Africa have left one tradition or the other. God is saying here, these men followed me. They were in my midst. I saw them. They saw me. I performed miracles. I did things that were shocking, but they refused to believe. Therefore, they will not see any other kind. However, in other words, but one man who believed, he had another spirit. Everybody in England may tell you how rough life is now, economically. This man is one of those who doesn't know whether there's hunger in England. Oh, you say he's a rich man. That's what he says. He doesn't wait for you to tell him. This man, if his head is cut now and put in a bowl, he will not believe he's dead. Colin Eckhart, he will not believe. Me, unless you tell me I'm dead, I will not know. And if my eyes are open and you tell me I'm dead, I'm going to tell you I'm ready to bury you. Because I don't believe. Attitude and not desperate. As this world grows older and older and older, So much of God will be said in different form. Only those who believe in living God will see a living miracle. May I repeat? Everyone around you will say, things are very tough now in England. Only the man who said, my God is tougher. How? Another attitude. Another spirit. What is that spirit? The spirit that says, I know my Redeemer liveth. What is the spirit we are talking about tonight? The spirit that says, yes, I can see economy fall, but my God is still standing. Is anybody hearing me?
Yeah.
But my servant Caleb had another spirit. He doesn't talk the way others talk. He doesn't do things the others do. Caleb said, I am 80. I am well able. Even though I'm 80, he said, I'm stronger now than when I was 40. Another spirit. Other people that are 65, that live in the same town with Caleb. How are you? Don't you know I'm 65? Peter, are you all right? I think so. What's wrong? I'm 65. I got a letter from President Oral Roberts. I made a copy for him today. On the 24th of January, Oral Roberts turned 80 years. I sent him a greeting card. I sent him whatever I thought an old man needed. He wrote me a letter. I had to give him a copy. He said, Benson, thank you for all your gifts. Now my ministry is about to start. Look out for me. He said, look out. He said, I have now reached the age where Moses started his ministry. Now you look out for me. Let me hear you say another spirit. Say it again. I would have said, now that I'm 80, just in case I die, meet me when we get there by and by. Here is a man of 80 saying, look out for me. My ministry is about to take off. Somebody shout hallelujah. He was of another spirit. He is still of another spirit. What is that spirit? The spirit that says, my God has not changed. He's alive. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. Amen. Someone say hallelujah. It's the spirit that says, I'm well while I'm sick. The Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. The Bible says, let the poor say what?
I'm
let the poor say what?
I'm
let the weak say what?
I'm strong.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It takes another spirit for you to say, I'm 80, look out for me. Are you hearing me? 1968 November. A car hit me on the street in Benin on top of a motorcycle. Lifted me and threw me to the other side. And I had broken bones in 10 places. They carried me to the hospital. And the doctor looked at me and said, are you not the miracle worker, Benson? I said, yes. He said, what are you doing here? I said, I came to see you. He said, do you know your bone is broken in 10 places? I said, no, his bone was not broken. He said, I'm talking of you, not he. I said, yes, that's what I'm telling you. My Bible says his bone was not broken. He said, you are going to be in this hospital for at least 4 months. I said, I'm leaving tomorrow. He said, how are you going to do it? You're already here. I said, that's why I'm here. You touch it, God touch it, I get up. You are not hearing me. 10 places. They took me to the ward, put a big cast, and people were rushing to the hospital to see whether the miracle worker was really lying down. And he wrote there, the day I will be discharged. Suddenly, on the bed, in less than 30 minutes, they finished the cast with the date. I heard, you are healed. That was all I heard. I got up. They said, where are you going? I said, show me where the bathroom is. I got there. I took the hospital dress away. I put my clothes. Acts chapter 3 said, lifting, jumping, and praising God. So I said, hallelujah. Read your Bible, Acts chapter 3. I called a taxi. I entered. People who came to, who heard that I was in the hospital lying down, made my bed empty. I'm telling you my life story. Another spirit. I got home, the pain was still there, but I heard, you are healed. When it was 5 o'clock service time, I carried my Bible. I began to preach in the church. And people who heard that I was in hospital, who left church to go and look for me, were told I'm preaching in the church. They came back to the church to meet me preaching. They said, we were told you had broken bones in 10 places. I said, yes, I've been healed. Many today did not believe I had broken bone in 10 places. 30 years later, I'm standing. His bone was not broken. What is the truth? Did you have broken bone or not? I had. I didn't have now. Was the doctor correct that my bones were broken? Yes. Did I believe it? Yes. But what did God say? You are healed. I'm not sure you are hearing me. It's not a lie when you are well, and you say you are well. It's not also a lie when you are sick and you say, I'm healed. For by his stripes, we are healed. Somebody shout hallelujah. Caleb, my servant. This is my belief. I believe that when they got to that land, the eye of the other 10 saw zigzagly. But Caleb really looked the way David looked at Goliath. He said, are you sure you are 12 feet? Because you are tall, but God is the most high. Can somebody say amen to that? Amen. Goliath was tall, but God was taller than him. So David said, this day the Lord will put your head in my hand. I never exceeded that day when Goliath fell to his hand. Another spirit. How do you look at things when they look bad? How do you look at things when they look horrible? What do you say when everybody says things are bad? Daniel chapter 6. Bishop Reed, on the 4th of January this year, I turned 40 years old in the ministry. Not yet Ora Robot. Ora Robot have just started. So I have 20 years to start. Look at Daniel chapter 5. You are going to hear strange things in the Bible tonight, Colin. Daniel chapter 5 verse 7. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, the soothsayers. And the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Then came in all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. Then was Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astonished. Look at verse 10. Now, say that to everybody.
Now.
Please talk back to me.
Now.
Please talk louder.
Now.
Kings, wise men, astrologers, soothsayers have no answer. Look at the word again. Now, the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lord, came into the banquet house. And the queen spake and said, O king, live forever. Let not thy touch trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. Who is speaking? Who is speaking? Is she wise? No, she's not called a wise woman. But she has a different spirit. In other words, excuse me, Bishop Reed, what did I hear you are doing? Sad? No need. Change. Well, why are you sad? What I saw is terrible. What they told me is terrible. Here is a woman, no title, in the world of experience and astrology and soothsaying. But she has mouth better than soothsayers. That's what I'm after. She had a different attitude. Look at verse 11. Read it very well with me, loudly. One, two, go. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding, wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say thy father, made master of the magician, astrologers, Chaldeans and soothsayer. Somebody shout hallelujah. This man Daniel was master over magicians. Magicians were doing all. If you read Exodus chapter 3, you see the work of magicians. Exodus chapter 4, magician. Exodus chapter 5, magician. Exodus chapter 6, magician. Exodus chapter 7, magician. Exodus chapter 8, magician. In Exodus 9, the Bible says, one boils, B-O-I-L-S. You didn't hear that. The Bible used the word, they could no more contest with Moses when their bodies were filled with boils and Moses' body was smooth. Is anybody hearing me tonight? Here is a woman, Dr. Ruth, who said to the king, verse 10, excuse me, what did I hear is happening to you? May you live forever. However, there is a man in thy kingdom. Somebody shout hallelujah. Not men, a man. In your kingdom, who helped your father before he died. He is still alive. The Spirit of Holy God upon him. He is a wise man. He is a man full of the Holy Ghost. Hear me. He is a master over magicians. Did you hear that? Look at verse 12. For as much as an excellent spirit. And knowledge and understanding and interpretation and dream interpreting and showing of hard sentences. The last line. And the spirit of dissolving doubts. Stand up. Come on. Follow me, Dr. Colin. Can you see us wherever you are? All right. Close your eyes. Be talking. Everything I say, you say is a lie. You are blind.
That's a lie.
You are deaf.
That's a lie.
You can't see.
I can't.
You cannot see.
That's a lie. I can't see. That's a lie.
You are not tall.
That's a lie.
You are very weak.
That's a lie.
You came from England.
That's...
Hear me. Everything you ever said to Daniel that was negative, he told you is a lie. He has the spirit of dissolving doubt. It's not that if I say you are a very poor man.
That's a lie.
All of you here, you are very poor.
That's a lie.
All of you are sick.
That's a lie.
All of you are blind.
That's a lie.
Especially you, the black people.
That's a lie.
Mostly the white ones.
That's a lie.
It is my prayer, Dr. Colin Okart, that a day will come, no matter how naturally true it is, what you don't want, use your spirit to condemn it. Come here, you man with neck problem. Take your seat, everybody. Stand with me, Okart. Stand here. When we came into the church, I saw you when they were asking for yellow cards. You raised your hand. True or false? True. Now lose your bandage. Did you come to be healed? Take the bandage off. Turn your neck to the left hand side. Turn it to your right. Turn your neck to the back. Now turn it to the front. Keep it straight. Keep your neck straight from where it was. Straight. How do you want it to be? Keep it at the way you want it to be. Keep your neck the way you want it to be. Give me your neck band. Can you run to your seat? My question, can you run to your seat? Turn your head here. Turn your head there. By his stripes, you are healed. Amen. And by the authority of the word of God, be healed.
Amen.
Now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Go to your seat. Leave it. Everybody look at me. It doesn't matter how long his neck has been there. When I came in and sat, My eyes went there direct. And when Bishop Reed asked who didn't receive yellow card, his hand was only hand I saw of all hands. And the Lord said, I healed him. I'm not sure you're hearing what I'm saying. There is nothing that this band can do that the blood of Jesus has not finished. For you to believe in this than the blood of Jesus is a misinterpretation. Yes, this wedge your neck, but Christ healed your neck.
Yes.
Is anybody hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is a wedge so that the neck will not go from the place they want it to be. But the hand of God is behind this bandage. The hand of God is stronger than this bandage. And unless he believes that this hand bandage is not as strong as the blood of Jesus, he will be sick. But if he say with his same mouth, if God say I'm healed, then he's healed.
Amen.
But if he said, doctor have not seen it, he will not be well until he believes he's well. Daniel was not only a man who said, if you throw me to a lion, then I will come out. Before he was thrown in, he knew he was not going to be eaten by lion. Now, if I give you a big dog, you are going to run. Not lion, I'm saying. Human. But by what you are hearing now, you wouldn't run.
Nope.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, you have the gift of dissolving doubt now.
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. If I bring Bishop Rick's dog to say hello to you, except by what you have heard now, what is the gift we are talking about tonight? My eyes says I'm sick. My spirit says I'm well. What my spirit says is stronger than what my eyes see. Is anybody hearing me? You said to Daniel, I'm not well. He said, it's not true. You are well. But he said, look at my head. He said, I can't see. You say, I'm talking about my head. No. He had the gift. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of dissolving no matter what doubt you gave him. Colin, I didn't know the gift of dissolving doubt was in the Bible. If anybody come to my house in Nigeria and say, Papa, Papa, my mother died, I say, congratulations. They say, you didn't hear what I said, I heard. They say, my mother, I just lost my mother. I say, congratulations. They say, why? Were you waiting for your mother to bury you? They say, no. Won't it be an honor for you to bury your mom? Yes, sir. Clean your face so I can pray for you. Then they clean their face. I say, go, I'm not praying. Why? Because your mother has gone for glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, all right, sir. Thank you very much. I'm going back home. Suppose I say, oh, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. You really love your mom. Oh, God. I'm sorry about that. What are we going to do next? I have increased your doubt and your fear. But when I say congratulations, you say, what for? Thank God your mom died, not you. I've seen some people rush to me and say, I just lost my job. I said, because your pay was too small. Have the gift of dissolving doubt, and that will never knock at your door.
Yeah.
Dr. Colin, it's not a priest telling the king whom Daniel is. It's his wife. The wife is telling him, in your town, somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In your kingdom, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's a man in your kingdom. He has excellent spirit. Say with me, I have excellent spirit.
I have excellent spirit.
To dissolve my doubts. He has the gift of interpreting hard sentences. Let me give you one example of the hard sentences. They came to say, Daniel, are you aware of what they are saying about you in town? He said, what? The king is going to throw you to lion's den. Daniel said, I'm the first to go and come back. For you to hear, you are going to lion's den. That's a hard sentence. But for you to say, when I get there and come back tomorrow morning. Did anybody hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
Traditional religion says, don't tell lie when you are sick. Say you are sick. Belief says, let the sick say I'm healed.
Amen.
You didn't hear that? Let the bound say, I'm loose. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Somebody shout hallelujah. Another evidence of dissolving doubts. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The only African among the three people. One British, one American, and one African. It was Abednego that said, if you throw us to the fire, we will come out.
Amen.
And Shadrach said, it's true.
Yes.
Then Meshach said, very true.
Yes.
They tied them. They said, but you are not aware the fire had been hit 7 times more than before. They said, the higher the smoke, the cooler the oven. Somebody shout hallelujah. Maybe you left home. Oh, Bishop Reed is going to pray for me tonight. They've asked the Archbishop to come. If what I'm saying now cannot heal you, laying of hand cannot heal you. How many of you came that were sick? Stand. If you were sick when you came, stand. Is that an English word? Is that an English word? If you were sick when you left home, stand. Now get up and come here, walk around and go back to your seat. As you are coming, the Lord is healing you. And as you are going back, you are well. For by his stripes you are healed. In the name of Jesus, rise and be healed.
Amen.
Go back to your seat. You are healed. Check your body when you get home. The trace of your disease is dissolved. Somebody ought to join me to say amen.
Amen.
Have I prayed for you? Yes. Whether I lay hand or I pronounce it, you are healed. Somebody who knows you see jump up among you. God bless you. God bless you. Begin to go. You'll be stronger. You are healed. I say you are healed. Everybody get up, say
I'm healed.
I say everybody get up. I didn't say some of you get up. Everybody get up, say
I'm healed.
By his stripes, I am healed. Now look at me seriously. How would you have felt, Dr. Colin, before you and I read in this book, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we are told the fire we are going to be thrown in, three of us, come on. Now you be our informant. Come and tell us what the king have done. What he's going to do to the three of us.
He's going to bind you.
He's
going to bind you, he's going to tie you, and he's going to throw you into the furnace.
Now suppose the leader of the three ran away and say, I don't believe in God anymore. What do you think the other two would have done? They run. I don't believe that three people spoke at the same time. One said on behalf of the rest. Even if we are thrown in, we will still not bow. That's right. You know what the other two said? Amen.
Amen.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
One of us among us must have the gift of saying no to what the enemy suggests.
Yes.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
The first thing I told this man 13 years ago, you are misunderstood. Don't misunderstand yourself. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Then he asked me to come to this church. The pulpit was there. There were about 80 or 65 people. They cleared the whole seats and began to dance. And for 2.5 hours, they were dancing and jumping and praising God. I said, I thought people were crazy in Africa, but there are mad people here in England. For 2.5 hours, he was the praise worship leader. No choir, nothing. Everything was set aside. In this church, when this church began, there was no time to pray for the sick. They danced until they forgot they were sick. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In the Bible, say with me, Bible.
Bible.
There was no day set aside for healing. Any day sickness caught you by mistake, you are healed by right.
Yes.
You didn't hear me?
Yes.
Read from Matthew to Revelation. There was no day, say, 4 days' time, there shall be a healing service. When in the Bible you are in this church and you are sick, the next person to you just say you are healed. That is the gift I brought to Penel this week. Let no man standing by you sick, go sick. Don't wait for the bishop to say all the sick come out. No! If you are sitting near someone, you hear him snoring while the message is going on, deliver him from the gift of death. Don't wait. Because it's not every day God may tell this man to pray. But it's every day that God heals.
Hallelujah.
Excellent spirit. Come, four of you come. Now, for you to hear that the gift of interpreting hard sentences is a gift. He has it. What should you say to yourself tomorrow when somebody comes and say your car is stolen? What will you say? Let me hear you say, it shall be found.
I'm getting a better one.
Did you hear what he said?
Yes.
What did he say?
Yes.
Someone have taken my trouble that God may give me his peace.
Yes.
That's what he just said. The old car that had been stolen, somebody needed it. But God is going to give me a better one.
Yes.
But for a testimony, that one shall be found.
Yes.
You didn't hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Someone took it by mistake. They will bring it by right.
Yes.
Twice in my city, we were in convention 1 year. My wife asked the driver to go and buy bread. with Desi, the junior one, to root. Thieves asked them to come out of the car, and they drove it away. In my city, when they got home, they opened the lockers to see if there was money, and they saw my picture. They brought the car, they drove it near my house and put the key in it. When the driver and Daisy came and said, Daisy was shaking, they asked me to come out. They took the car. I said they will bring it soon. The same evening, they drove the car near our gate and put the key on top and went by foot.
Hallelujah!
Less than 1 year, Dr. Ronchide and 4 men were going to another town to give them the poster of my crusade in the town. On the way, highwaymen, I don't know what you call them here, but highway robbers, stopped their car at gunpoint. Asked them to come down. 4 of them lie down. They entered the car, drove it away. When they got 3 miles, they entered a little lane to find out what was in the car. They opened the trunk and saw my crusade pictures. They put the thing back, locked it, and began to look for whom they took the key from. They drove and met them and said, we are sorry, we didn't know it belonged to the house. Here you are with the key.
Oh, hallelujah.
That God has not changed.
Yes.
What belongs to you, the enemy shall not desire it.
Yes.
And if they take it by mistake, call it back in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Don't sing, the Lord gave, the Lord took. God never took. For God so loved, he gave. You never hear God so hate, he took. Am I making sense to you?
Yes.
I know you left home. Oh, when he finished tonight, he's going to call me to put hand on me. If what I say, Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
His word went forth and healed them.
Yes.
What I'm saying to you tonight from God, you are healed in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Several times we've seen that happen at home. Several times. I was in America in November. My secretary, Mabel, they took her car when she went to buy something. She came home with taxi. I said, when do you want the car back? She said, they took it. I said, they didn't take it. They will bring it back. I said, give me your hand. I took her hand. In Washington, we called this car back in Jesus' name.
Amen.
She said, amen. But when she left, she went to tell police. And she went to tell the insurance company. I said, Mabel, where did you go? I've been looking for you for the last 1 hour. Did I not pray for you? She said, yes. I said, but the car will be found. She said, no, I want the insurance to give me another one. I said, you shouldn't have said amen to my prayer. Because if you said amen, the car will be found. She said, what should I do? I said, call the insurance company and tell them that the archbishop said you'll find your car. 30 minutes later, the car was found.
Hallelujah.
God is the same anywhere.
Yes.
I said, God is the same anywhere.
Yes.
Don't be so used to the system of this is how it was done. Unless you fall, you are not healed. Unless they lay hand on you, you are not healed. Many people in the Bible, when Peter passed, who were laying, dying, they say, who just passed? They say, it's Peter. They say, oh, I'm healed. By the shadow of Peter, not by the hand of Peter.
Hallelujah.
Many were healed. How did it happen? They believe that if Peter passed that way, they shall be healed. You left home this evening believing that when you get here, you'll be healed. It is me or Reed or Colin or Peter you were coming to see. Now I'm telling you, you don't need to pay for your injection. It has been cured.
Amen.
Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
I dissolve your doubts. I command your doubt to leave you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Listen to this. The queen said, Daniel had that gift. The Bible said, then was Daniel brought before the king. Verse 14. The king said, I have heard of thee, that the spirit of God in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. Hear this. The gift of wise men, the gift of interpreting dreams is found in thee. Then the king said, the gift also that dissolves doubts, verse 16, is found in thee. If you can read the writing, interpret it for me. Daniel answered in verse 17, let your gift be for yourself and those who don't know God. I will read the interpretation.
Hallelujah.
Are you here tonight?
Yeah.
I came to take you to a new level. Don't wait for healing line before you are healed.
Hallelujah.
If you don't know how you feel nothing. I hear people say, I don't know how I feel, because you don't feel anything. Anybody who have a feeling should know. Nobody should tell me you are not well when I know I'm well. You think it's everything that prophet says that you have to go by. Go and read the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1. Verse 11 said, in verse 9, then prophet Eli said, Anna, come here. Why are you so drunk at 9 o'clock this morning? Prophet Eli said, you are drunk by 9 o'clock. Verse 10, 1 Samuel 1. Hannah answered and said, no, I have a problem that I want God to solve. Verse 11, for my soul is vexed, and I'm pouring my soul. Read it for me, Pastor. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11. I am pouring my soul before God. I'm not drunk this morning. Verse 12. Then said the prophet, the Lord granted thy petition. Supposing when the prophet said, a prophet as high as Eli, you are drunk. And she began to vomit. Yeah. She would have been drunk. But she said, I'm not drunk. What's in your Bible, Pastor?
1 Samuel 1, verse 11.
Yes, sir.
Bible bow.
Yeah.
Said the Lord of hosts.
Yes.
Thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine hand.
Yes.
And remember me.
Yes.
And not forget thine hand.
Yes.
But will give unto thine handmaid a man child. Then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. And there shall no.
Read me verse 9 and 10.
9 and 10. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh.
Yes.
Yes. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of
yes.
the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore.
Read the next verse.
And she vowed a vow, and said,
who did she tell when she had trouble?
God.
Did she tell Eli?
God.
Was she in the church?
Yes.
She was in the church. But did she tell her problem to the pastor in the church?
No.
Look at your Bible, please. Start from verse
7. And as he did so year by year, when she went up,
verse 8.
Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons?
Verse 11.
So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh.
Verse 13.
Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved.
Verse 14.
And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee.
Verse 15.
And Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit.
Verse 16.
Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto.
To who?
To God.
Verse 17.
Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him.
Who is to grant your petition?
God.
When you are in trouble, who are you to tell?
God.
We must go back to the Bible. To come to the house of God means you have resolved. God is my final solution. Yes or no?
Yes.
Whether you are prayed for or not, your belief shall make you whole.
Amen.
Take your seat. When will you want your problem to be solved?
Now.
I didn't know you said had one. When will you want your problem to be solved?
Now.
There are two answers. There are two answers, and both of them are right. When would you want your sickness to go?
Now.
It's gone. Who wants his own to go now? Who believes he's gone? How many of you would like to have the attitude of it's over? Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you wait until the prophet, the apostle, the superior special healer come to you, you may not be healed. But if you believe before you leave home, you shall be healed. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
If you're in a wheelchair and you start to stand, before prayer is said, the spirit that told you to stand is stronger than when you wait for prayer to be said.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Amen.
If you believe you are well, nothing can make you sick. Yes, the symptom may be there. Yes, the pain may be there. But your spirit is stronger than your flesh.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
It's not psychology. It's not therapy. It's faith and confidence in God.
Hallelujah.
Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Amen.
When I rose from that bed in the hospital, the first scripture that came to me was Acts chapter 3. And the lame man for 30 years was limping and jumping and praising God. I asked myself, what does limping mean? He's about to get well. That's what my interpretation. Oh, he's already said, I don't want to be on the same spot. I'm going home healed. As he improved and began to go, Bishop Reed, I've seen people that I tell, get up as crippled. They get up and fall. As they continue to fall, until you are no more able to fall. And when they fall the second time, sometimes the third time, they don't fall anymore. There are some I just said, rise and walk. Before I finish saying it, they get up. No matter how many times it is repeated, healing is only once. Once the root cause is killed, the leaves will wither. Am I making sense to you?
Yes.
I don't know in England, but in Africa, trees are of different strength. There are some trees you cut down. A day, two, three. The leaves still look as if they are not dead. Come back a week's time. It has dried up. There are some sicknesses that look as if they are not healed. Take your eye from it and you are healed.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Confess what you expect.
That's it.
And what you expect will be respected by God. Chapter 6. verse 3, Daniel. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm here for the first time this year to give you another spirit. An excellent spirit. The spirit that says, I will no more talk the way the world talks. Because I fly so much, every time I hear the pilot or the air hostess say, fasten your seat belt, I fasten my seat belt. I've never seen any man saved by seat belt. I've seen people saved by faith belt. When you rebuke the spirit of death, you save yourself from disaster. Yes. And this year is a year of unusual miracle. God sent me to tell you, dissolve your doubts and your doubts shall not possess you. From this day, have an excellent spirit. What is that spirit? What God has said will come to pass. What is an excellent spirit? I am looking for a job, I will get one.
Yes.
For an applicant. What's an excellent spirit? I'm a barren woman, said by others, but I know I'm a mother of children. That's an excellent spirit. What is an excellent spirit? By his stripes, I have been healed. What's an excellent spirit? I have no money in my pocket, but God is going to provide. That's an excellent spirit. The spirit of doubt says, God has not done it before. He doesn't have power to do it, and I know he cannot do it. A believing spirit says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Is that all right? How many of you would like to exercise the gift of praying for one another from today? How many of you would like to exercise or put to use the gift of praying for one another from today? Those of you who believe what I've said, stand up, pray for somebody who is sitting down. Did you hear that? Pray for somebody. It is special belief that make people special. Come on there. Brother John. What? Joe. More than 10 years now. Almost. Almost 10 years. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Joe. You are going to die tomorrow. You know that?
No.
Supposing he said, surely? What do you think will happen to him tomorrow? He'll be dead. But now that he said no, you think he's going to die tomorrow?
No.
Joe, are you dying tomorrow?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
I don't want to offend your wife. How old are you?
I'm a year older than last year.
He's 1 year older than last year. How old is this man? Say what he said. How old is he?
1 year older than last year.
How old will he be next year?
1 year older than this year.
How old will he be 2 years' time? You think he has written an application to debt?
No.
Everyone said no.
No.
May I say the last word before I close in prayer? Don't write application to problem with your mouth. Say no to sickness. Say no to poverty. Say no to trouble. And say yes to God.
Amen.
Can I hear you say amen?
Amen.
Everyone around you may have a different concept. But this, my servant, has another spirit. Did you hear that?
Yes.
This, my servant, that's the word of God, has another spirit.
Yes.
And what kind of spirit? I'm well. I'm alive. I'm alive. When Bishop Reed arrived Benin, tens of thousands shout the word, I'm alive! I'm alive! That's his name in Africa. They don't know his name to be Bishop Reed. 1 year he came to Nigeria. I introduced him and he came and said, I'm alive! Every subsequent year he has come, his name is I'm alive. And I believe I'm alive is better than I'm not well. Do you hear me?
Yes.
If I were you, I would say I'm alive.
I'm alive.
If I were you, when somebody say, how old are you? Next time, what will you say? I say, if they ask you, how old are you? What will you say? I'm a year older than when?
Last year.
The Bible said, by the confession of your mouth, be it unto you as thou hast believed. I'm getting tired that people have to set a date to fast, to pray, to be well. It is not fasting that we get the glory. It's Jesus. Fasting didn't die for you at the cross. Jesus died. The Bible did not say fasting took away your sin and fasting healed your body. Fast if you want to fast. But fast, fast. And believe quickly.
You can watch and listen to great and powerful messages from different men and women of God, preachers, prophets, teachers from all around the world on www.anointedtube.com.
Hey there, this is Anointed Tube. Anointed Tube is blessing and changing lives around the world. We are a data hive of videos by preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from around the world. We need your help and monthly donation by clicking on the donate subscription button on the homepage and also on the video page. You choose the amount you want to donate monthly. Nothing is too small or too big. We are targeting 5,000 people to subscribe now and we need your help. It is remarkably easy to navigate on the site. Simply click on the photos of any preachers of your choice in Africa, America, or elsewhere shown at the top of the site. Scroll down to see the preacher's pictures. Click on any of the pictures to start watching and catching up with videos from your favorite ministers. Videos can be shared on all social media platforms. We need your help now.
Thank you.
forget to support Anointed Tube financially. Don't forget to order your book, and don't forget to order your herbs. Be the best that you can be. You are the best. You are blessed, shine, rule, have dominion, and live in dominion in your world. I love you, and God truly bless you.